Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Wooten! Oh. It's Connie's half-sister on her father's side.
Jules Kendall!
Hi, Connie.
Dad said you could stay if you were at my house.
I'm trying to solve a little mystery for Connie Kendall. She found this key. The key goes to a trunk. June Kendall didn't bring you a load of stuff and a trunk?
She wanted to see if I can get it open without destroying the lid. This way.
Connellsville already?
Yeah, and Wooten's gonna make a big announcement about a new comic book project.
If I tell everything now, then there won't be any surprises later.
Do you hear that, Perilous Pen? No snooping around.
You realize you've now challenged the Perilous Pen to find out more.
I'm Dee Grant with Maximized Comics.
Wow, Dee Grant!
We want to publish you, everything you've ever done and ever hoped to do. I'll send my car for you.
Oh, fuck. I'm so happy you're free.
It's not freedom yet, but it's close enough.
I have your room already at home. Welcome to your new life.
I've got a section of Western antiques in the corner. What are you furnishing?
Hangman's Hollow.
What's on Hangman's Hollow?
It's in the woods between here and Connellsville.
I'm gonna check this place out.
Oh, good morning, Connie. Hello, Jules.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, you're not supposed to come in until this afternoon. Or did I get the schedule wrong?
No, but we were driving past on our way to Jason's, and is there something I should know about the front of the shop?
Oh, you mean the new paint job. Don't you like it?
Well, it's a little on the edgy side for you, isn't it? What did I miss?
Well, someone decided to improve on my color scheme. Jason and I spent most of yesterday afternoon and evening trying to make it less noticeable. It's been needing a paint job anyway.
Well, vandalism?
Wow. Why would someone do that to an ice cream parlor?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Good morning, Connie.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Whit. And...
Jules, I'm with Connie.
Oh, Dale Jacobs.
I wondered if I'd see you today, Dale.
I would have come in last night, but my crack reporter at the office wasn't paying attention to the police scanner.
Who's that?
That would be me.
Well, there's really nothing to report.
Well, it's not what I've heard. Detective Polhouse thinks you've been targeted.
What?
Now, wait.
Who would target you, and why?
Any guesses, Whit?
For the record, no.
How about off the record?
Same answer.
Because you don't know or you don't want to say?
I don't want to say because I don't know.
But you have your suspicions.
Dale...
Who would do this, Whit?
I've heard a rumor that you're not being cooperative.
Cooperative about what?
Something to do with the Let's Get Together festival.
No, what do you know about it, Dale?
Well, I sure don't know anything, as usual.
Whit doesn't want to get together with the Let's Get Together festival.
Why not?
Well... I'm not discussing this for the Odyssey Times, Dale. Anything I say from this point forward is off the record.
Fair enough. But you know you can't duck and dodge very long. That attack on your shop will put you in the news whether you like it or not.
What happened, Whit?
Well, Miss Adelaide from the school asked me to hang up a poster for the festival, and I declined. That's really all there is to it.
So you think she's involved in the drive-by paint job?
I'm answering your question about the festival, not who pelted the front of the shop. I'd rather you wouldn't suggest that idea.
It's an odd coincidence, then. Especially when the colors are normally used by that group from Connellsville.
I'm so far behind. What group?
They call themselves the Vigilantors.
You're kidding.
I've heard of them. They're all over California.
Huh.
The Let's Get Together festival is exactly the kind of thing they'd support.
Now, I don't want to sensationalize any of this.
I'll only report the facts. Why are you being so tight-lipped about it? Are you afraid?
No, not really.
Maybe you should be.
Why? Is the group that bad?
They usually don't stop until they get what they want.
Hey, Emily. I just went past the school office, and guess who I saw?
Pockets the Clown and three trapeze artists on the flaming rope?
Buck Oliver.
Buck? Okay, I didn't expect to be surprised, but you surprised me. What's he doing here?
Katrina Meltzner was registering him for school.
This school?
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Ah! Jay!
Anytime I see the two of you huddled together like this, I can only assume two things. First, that something is going on, and second, that I should know about it. Spill it.
Buck Oliver is here.
What? Well, where's my wallet? Oh, what's he doing here? Did he break out of jail?
Don't overreact.
I haven't even started overreacting yet.
Oh, Matthew, Emily.
Hey.
Jay.
You're here. I can't believe you're here. Oh my. How do you have the nerve to actually be here? See, that's overreacting.
Yeah, we noticed.
Look, just to say it up front, I'm really sorry for everything that happened, for hurting you, and I hope you can find it in your hearts to forgive me. And if you can't do that, maybe you could point me to Locker 141?
Down the hall to the right.
Thanks. See you around.
Wow, he asked us to forgive him.
I think that means we have to.
I'm taking home all my valuables.
Oh, brother. Jason?
Oh, hi, Connie. Your trunk is over here.
Oh, this is Jules. She's staying with me this week.
Hi, Jules. Yeah, we met before.
I remember. Hi.
I just found out about the attack at the shop.
Yeah, did Dad talk about it?
Not much. He's being very reasonable about it.
Well, I'm not sure he realizes what he's dealing with.
So this is the mystery trunk?
That's it. A genuine trunk from W.W. Wingates of Boston. You have to admire the craftsmanship.
I remember seeing this at Mom's. You said Wally Hagler lost it, then found it again?
Mm-hmm. At an industrial park near Connellsville. Some secret operation called Family Survivors. He said their warehouse was full of all kinds of junk. I don't know what those people are up to, but anyway, here's the key.
Oh, wow, this is kind of exciting.
Yeah, do you want me to see if it'll fit in your car?
No, I'd like to open it now, if that's all right. If it's got a lot of priceless antiques in it, then I'll need you to tell me what they are.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, it's stuck.
Here, let me help.
Whoa.
What is all that stuff?
It's my papers. My papers from school.
You mean like reports and tests and...
art projects. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Oh, all the way back to kindergarten. I had no idea she kept it.
Oh, hey, there's a note.
Where?
Taped to the inside of the lid.
For Connie, when she has kids.
Why would she save this stuff for your kids?
Because she's my mom.
Hey, 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 cousin. Oh, hi, Hadley. I brought you some tea.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Was that important?
Well, I'm sure I can get another first edition anywhere.
What you working on?
Just some preliminary story ideas for the Sleuth Family Robinsons.
Ooh, can I watch?
Well, it's not very entertaining. Mostly it's me sitting here going, and then, and sometimes, followed by me crumpling up the paper and throwing it through that basketball hoop.
Well, don't you ever brainstorm with someone else? Like Penny?
Well, to brainstorm would mean I have to get into somebody else's head, which would make me feel claustrophobic. Or somebody else getting into my head, which would not only be unnerving, but could also cause serious motion sickness.
Oh. So, how's it going? What kinds of villains will they meet?
Oh, well, that's supposed to be a secret.
I'm family.
We just re-met 2 days ago.
We went fishing together.
One day when we were 12, and half of that was spent in the park ranger station.
How was I supposed to know that was a wasp's nest? It looked like a piñata.
Yeah, I shouldn't have drawn your attention to it.
Wooten, my whole life is comics.
Okay.
It's a world I know, and I want to help you. I keep thinking about the offer from D. Grant.
Yeah, well, Miss Grant may think twice about her offer if I don't come up with some ideas, like soon. Like now.
Oh, yeah. I'll just... hang out in the other room.
Oh, thanks, Hadley.
Sorry!
All right,
class, before we get into the details of Herman Melville and his oppressive religious views in Billy Budd, I have an essay for you to write. As you can see from the posters around the class, there is an exciting festival coming to downtown Odyssey called Let's Get Together. It's a celebration of tolerance and inclusivity. So, your first essay...
First?
That's right. It'll be the first in a series of essays. All of them will explore the question, how are we often intolerant and exclude people? I know, that's a broad question, so let's narrow it down for this first essay. For a very long time, men have been intolerant and exclusive about women, and in some cases, women have done the same thing to men. What difference does it make whether we're men or women? What's gender have to do with anything? I want you to be thoughtful and open-minded with your answers. And it's due tomorrow.
Seriously?
Now, let's turn our attention to Mr. Melville.
You're being awfully quiet, Jules.
I don't have anything to say.
But something changed after I opened the trunk. You think it was stupid that my mom kept my school papers.
Why would I think anything about it?
Good question. Why would you?
Are you going to spend the week psychoanalyzing me? I get enough of that with my therapist.
You go to a therapist?
Every week, with my mom.
Why?
Because apparently, I have issues.
Does it help?
No. We spend the whole time listening to my mom talk about her issues.
Oh. Well, I don't want to pry. I just thought you might have something on your mind.
Nothing that's worth talking about.
Try me.
Really, I don't want to.
Got it.
What's wrong, Emily?
Nothing's wrong. Why do you think something's wrong?
Don't. Your eyes are darting around like a cat when chasing a flashlight beam.
What?
That was a longer analogy than I wanted. Too many online cat videos.
Well, what should we do when Buck comes in for lunch? Should we ask him to sit down with us?
Do you want to?
Well, it seems like the right thing to do.
Forgiving him doesn't mean we have to eat with him.
It doesn't?
No, I mean, I think I can forgive him. But I don't know that I can trust him. Or that I want to hang out with him.
But I heard one of the secretaries in the office say he got out of juvenile hall because of good behavior.
So he's well-behaved. He was always well-behaved. Even while he was helping with that counterfeit ring.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Jay!
I wish you wouldn't do that.
You've heard about Hangman's Hollow.
What?
Creepy things are going on out there.
Oh, Hangman's Hollow is a place people talk about to scare kids.
And he did a pretty good job, too. That story about the man with the head coming out of his shoulders.
You mean Hook coming out of his head?
Even worse. So... do you want to go with me to find out what's going on?
To a place called Hangman's Hollow?
Why do you think something's happening there?
A stranger is going around Odyssey buying up all the antiques for a ghost town.
Yeah, ghosts who like antiques. That's frightening.
Oh, Buck!
You think he's involved?
No, he just came in. What do we do?
We tell him to go back to Juvie Hall where he belongs.
Never mind. He's going over to another table.
What? He doesn't want to sit with us?
Ha! He's been summoned by Vance. Good luck with that.
What would Vance want with Buck?
Yeah.
It'll be a cat and mouse game to see who can steal the other's dessert.
Oh, hi, Penny. Thanks so much for asking me to lunch. I really needed to get out of my house.
That's something I've never heard you say before.
I know, but the more Hadley assures me he doesn't want to interrupt my work, the more he does. I don't know what I'm going to do. So this is perfect. Lunch at Hal's Diner with you to get my mind off of comic books.
Oh, so you haven't seen it.
Well, seen what?
The Perilous Pen.
Huh?
The whole blog is about your announcement at Comic Connellsville.
So he was there. I could feel it in my extremities.
It reports everything you said about the sleuth family Robinson, with photos of the sketch you showed on the screen. There was a promise of more information to come, too.
Why, I don't see how there can be more to come when I didn't say any more.
But you challenged the Perilous Pen to find out. And like you said, he has eyes everywhere.
Oh, Penny, how can an average citizen protect himself? I've already been through that whole wrap myself in tinfoil phase.
How was that?
Very scratchy and real complicated when it came to taking showers.
Wooten, are all your sketches and ideas safe?
Well, since they're in my head, I'll give that a yes.
What about the detailed sketches and character descriptions you did?
Oh, they're safe.
Where?
Well, they're... Wait a minute. How can I be sure you're not the Perilous Pen?
Wooten, The chances of me being the Perilous Pen are about the same as you being the Perilous Pen.
Am I?
I was wondering about Hadley.
Oh, you think he knows who the Perilous Pen is?
What if he is the Perilous Pen?
Hadley? No, he's family. He wouldn't be so unscrupulous. Would he?
The fact that you used the word unscrupulous in a sentence means you've already considered the possibility.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
Wooten, if I've heard you say it once, I've heard you say it more than once. Comics are a ruthless business.
So true.
Matthew, I've been thinking about it. We should ask Buck if he wants to walk home from school.
He's living with Eugene and Katrina. Won't she give him a ride?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
I'm approaching you. I'm getting closer. I'm here. There. You satisfied?
That wasn't necessary, Jay.
Sure it was. I never thought it'd be so easy to scare a couple of wannabe detectives, so I gave you fair warning. Now let's go.
To where?
Hangman's Hollow, the big mystery.
I never said I'd go to Hangman's Hollow.
Neither did I.
You didn't say you wouldn't go, which I'll take as a yes if it suits my plans.
I can't. I have too much homework.
Ha! Since when do you let homework keep you from a mystery?
Since Miss Adelaide assigned an essay that's due tomorrow.
Ugh, it's just you and me, Matthew.
I have to do the same essay.
I can't believe my pink-tipped ears. I'm gonna bust this mystery wide open, and you're gonna rue the day that you passed up on the opportunity.
Wait, so you're gonna go out there alone?
No way. Hey, Brian, wait up.
Emily, do you really want to wait for Buck?
Well...
Hi. Are you looking for me?
How is it that everyone can sneak up on us? It's getting embarrassing.
Oh, hi, Buck. We were just wondering if, you know, you want to walk home with us. But since you're staying with Eugene and Katrina...
Miss Katrina has a meeting, so I'm going to Wits End to meet Eugene.
Oh, so are we. Not to meet Eugene, I mean, but we're going to Wits End.
We are?
Yes. We can do our essay there. You can walk with us, Buck.
Great. Does this mean we're okay?
Well, let's just say we're okay to start from here.
I'll take that.
Hey, Buck, what did Vance want?
Vance?
Yeah, we saw you sitting with him at lunch.
Oh, not much. He said he just wants us to be friends.
Uh-oh.
What did he really want?
That was it. Why?
Vance doesn't have any friends. He has people he uses to get what he wants.
You want to be careful with someone like Vance. He's a lot like the kind of people that you...
Hung around with before?
Well, yeah.
You're right. Thanks for letting me know. I'm trying for a new life here. I want to fit in. I don't want anything to spoil that.
Miss Adelaide?
Yes?
I'm Detective Polhaus.
Oh, yes. What can I do for you, Detective?
I'm investigating a little incident yesterday. Someone redecorated Wits End with balloons filled with paint.
I heard one of the other teachers talking about that.
What do you know about it?
What could I possibly know?
You and Witt had a disagreement.
Mr. Whittaker and I don't agree on a lot of things. What are you referring to specifically?
The Let's Get Together Festival. He told you he doesn't want to be involved.
And I'm not surprised. Things like inclusivity and tolerance aren't part of his rigid worldview.
I wouldn't call the attack on his shop a good demonstration of inclusivity and tolerance.
You are assuming a lot, Detective. Do you have evidence?
I'm going on instinct. Tell me I'm wrong.
You can understand that some people get passionate about things like social justice. Things can get out of hand. I'm sure Mr. Whittaker understands that.
Maybe he does, but I don't. Tell your friends that they'll find out how intolerant I can be if vandalism becomes part of their strategy around here.
Are you threatening me?
I'm a police officer. I don't have to threaten. Tell your friends to take their coercion somewhere else.
You're not being very inclusive, Detective.
I know.
So, you're on his side.
I don't take sides. I'm about what's legal and what isn't. Right now, vandalism for any cause is illegal.
Would you like to hang up a poster for the festival in the police station?
That's not my department. Uh-oh. Does that mean the station is going to get hammered with paint balloons?
I've seen the police station. It could use the color.
Hadley! I'm here with Penny.
Oh. Wooten! What happened?
Oh, I don't know. Either Hadley has had a violent attack of the clumsies or a strange weather condition unleashed a tornado in my house alone.
Or it's been ransacked.
Or that.
What was that?
A telltale groan that came from my studio.
Ow. Oh, Wooten, your studio.
Ow.
Hadley?
I'm here. behind the Grunwald stereo console to the left of the Candy Max vending machine.
Oh, Hadley, are you all right? You have a cut on your forehead. Penny, quick, call 911.
Okay. What's the number?
No, don't. It's just a flesh wound.
Here. Let me help you up.
What happened?
Well, I went out for a walk, and when I came back, the house was like this. Oh. Like someone turned it upside down to shake out its pockets.
Oh, nice line.
I lifted it from Captain Absolutely, issue 12.
Yeah, I thought so.
I heard a noise from in here, and there he was.
Ooh.
A man in black, tearing your place apart as if he was looking for something.
You saw the culprit?
He wore a ski mask. Oh. I shouted, and he attacked me.
Oh, Hadley.
Wooten, listen. Yeah? He wasn't a regular burglar.
He was irregular? How could you know that?
He wasn't looking for valuables. He was looking for your artwork.
Oh.
That's what he had before he knocked me down.
And you have no clue who it was?
Well, I think it was the Perilous Pen.
He knows where I live!
On today's adventure, we learned about the trunk of Connie's belongings that her mom had saved for her. If we take a look in the Old Testament, we see how often God told the nation of Israel to put up stones and markers to help them remember how he'd saved them time and again. He told them to create reminders because he knew they'd forget. Just like Connie's trunk, our things can serve to remind us of our histories and the lives we share together in our families. Otherwise, it's easy to forget that God designed us for one another. In fact, the family itself is like a living marker to remind the world of God's love. The Apostle Paul tells us that husbands and wives and children all point back to the reality of God. What kinds of things can your family do to remind each other of your love and to be a witness for God? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.